It's springtime in Wisconsin and our greenhouses are bursting with color. We invite you out to Kopke's Greenhouse on Sand Hill Road near Oregon. With over 3.5 acres of production space, we are the area's largest direct grower to consumer retailer. For hours and directions, check us out at kopkesgreenhouse.com. That's K-O-P-K-E-S greenhouse.com. We are also back on the square at the Dane County Farmers Market.
Devil Radio programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Find them at solidarityrealty.com. Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative.
Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta
cut you down. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Welcome to the second hour. Coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And there was a terrible thing that happened over the weekend in Wisconsin, in New Lisbon, Juneau County. A retired judge was murdered in his home. He was murdered in his home. He was found shot and zip-tied to a chair. The murderer was found shot in the basement. His name is Douglas Udy, U-H-D-E. In Udy's car, there was a hit list that went beyond just Judge Romer. It included Governor Evers, Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, and Moscow Mitch, Minority Leader of the Senate from Kentucky. What is the reason for this? Well, there's an ostensible reason, and there's the real reason. The ostensible reason is that Romer had sentenced Udy some time ago. He'd sentenced him for armed burglary and given him 6 years in prison. The sad thing for Romer is that he was not the initial judge in the case. And the initial judge in the case sentenced him actually to more time than Romer sentenced him to, and it was overturned on appeal. And when it went back before Romer for resentencing, that's when he sentenced him as well. And for some reason, Udy fixated on the guy who happened to pick up the file. But a lot of people think, and I'm one of them, and especially with the hit list of Evers, Whitmer, and Moscow Mitch, that Udy was simply one of these anti-authoritarian, militia-minded type of people, because he escaped on a prison detail, was caught later, and sentenced to more time in prison. He went to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan to live with some friends. I was talking about killing a judge up there. I have no idea why he thought he'd do that. He did not do it. But there is a feeling in this country right now, and it's traceable, frankly, to the 2016 campaign, in my view, that suddenly has made violence in politics somehow a respectable subject to talk about, to worry about, to think about, and to do. Give you an example. A couple of polls came out over the weekend that really shocked me. 20% of people in this country think it is proper to assassinate a politician who is, quote, dangerous or extreme, end quote, in their view. And that's people on the left and the right. 20%. One in five. You walk down the street and you see people walking towards you, 1 in 5 think that. More than 40% of Republicans polled believe that violence is sometimes necessary in politics. 40%. And if you start getting all sanctimonious because you're a Democrat, 25% of Democrats think the same thing. That's 1 in 4 Democrats and almost 1 in 2 Republicans. How did this happen? Has it happened before? Yes, it has. In 1860, Abraham Lincoln was elected. The South seceded. People killed each other. Prior to that, there was a congressman from South Carolina who ran into the Senate chamber, not supposed to be in the Senate chamber, went up to Charles Sumner of Massachusetts, who was an abolitionist, and Sumner was trapped in his chair and beat him with a lead-headed cane and almost killed him. We had the Civil War to get that out of our system. And throughout my life in politics, I've had people who disagreed with each other, but you know what? They may disagree with each other, but frequently they sit down and have a beer later, talk about things or sports, and nobody threatened to kill anybody. What happened to this country? Where a guy goes and kills a retired judge in Juneau County, zip ties him to a chair. By the way, he tried to shoot himself and missed. Well, he didn't totally miss. He shot himself in the head, but apparently he didn't do it right, and he's still alive. This is pathetic. And he was what? Going to kill the governor of Michigan, the minority leader. This had nothing to do with party, Democrat or Republican. He was going to kill authority, kill a judge in upper Michigan. But this is more widespread than you think. It's more widespread than you think when you think about 20% of people in this country think that it's acceptable to assassinate a politician who, in their opinion, is, quote, dangerous or extreme, end quote. And more than 40% of Republicans think that violent actions are sometimes necessary. And 25% of Democrats? This is a very, very dangerous development. And it goes back, in my opinion, to 2016. When Donald Trump said, maybe the Second Amendment people should take care of Hillary Clinton. And when the Secret Service went to him, if you said that now, even about Donald Trump as a former president, you'd be arrested. And he lied and he said, oh, I just meant they should vote. And they let him off. Said, don't do it again. And then a couple of weeks later, he said that Hillary Clinton's security detail should be removed and disarmed. You know, he threatened violence against his opponent. That's a threat of violence. And now you have death threats against Dr. Fauci. You have death threats against many politicians in the Senate, judges. He opened the door of the zoo and the wolves came out. And that's what he did. And then since then, you know, he was at his rallies, there'd be a protester, they'd haul out, and Trump would say, from the podium, beat the hell out of him, I'll pay the legal fees. He is espousing violence. And that has seeped down. Now, to put this in historical perspective, and this is a poll I've talked about before, but that still blows me away. In polls taken ever since Franklin Roosevelt was president, and he was a great president, in my view, roughly 30% of people in this country at any given time think that the incumbent president should be impeached and removed from office. Doesn't matter if it was Roosevelt, Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan. Doesn't matter if it's George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton. Doesn't matter if it is George W. Bush, Obama, Trump, Biden. 30% would override normal democracy just because they didn't like the guy. But now 20% of the people would assassinate them and more than 40% of Republicans and 25% of Dems thinks that violence is sometimes necessary. This has been unleashed by Trump, but not only by Trump. One man alone can't do it. We are pickled in violence in this society, and the tip of the iceberg was the murder of Judge Romer. There are a lot of people on the line. I'm not going to get you all before this break. I do not want you to hang up. So I am going to go in order and then stay on and then stick around after the break, and we'll do all calls right after the break. We're going to start with CJ of Stoughton. You were the first one to call. What's on your mind today, CJ?
I think those criminals, if I was a criminal, I'd want to be in like a Democrat city like New York.
Well, you think Trump would like to be in New York? I mean, Trump times, left New York.
46 times a thief in and out of New York criminal system. You know, it's like being in a movie theater and watching a different movie, listening to you, Matt. Trump was so bad for this country. 1.6 inflation, a secure border, crime down, countries weren't invading other countries. Gas, $1.86 a gallon.
Yeah, CJ, do you think it is wrong to assassinate a politician of the other party? Do you think that's wrong?
Oh, come on, Matt.
Well, do you or not?
Compare it.
40% of Republicans think that it's okay.
Hunter, yeah.
Okay. Well, where are you on this?
I'm more worried about the crime in our streets, okay? We watch it every day. That's why people watch Fox News, number one news.
So is the answer no? You don't agree assassination, I hope. Right, CJ? I mean, come on. You don't agree with assassinations of politicians. This is a rudimentary question.
Of course
right?
I don't. Of course I don't, Matt, but that's not the point.
Okay, good.
I don't agree with crime in the streets that your party believes in. I mean, crime is rampant. 46 times this guy was in and out of New York. Every Democrat city, controlled city, is just swarming with crime. We watch a secure border with Trump.
Okay, CJ, thanks for calling. I'm being forced to a break. Thank you for calling. I appreciate you calling in. Everybody else, do not hang up. There's a lot of you on the line. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll get to you in order right after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler.